The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. And here we are, getting ready to party.
Good evening.
What's going on, Rich?
We've been partying for hours. What are you talking about?
I know it, right? We should always talk about when we really get the party started. That's the way it is.
Let's let the party continue.
That's right. I should redo that, huh? Well, it's the end of May. We've had some pretty good weather. It's been pretty cool out there.
It has been.
It's been nice.
It's coming, though. Right? Just give it some time. May is always one of those months you're going to get a whole slew of different type things. Mm-hmm. So wait.
Wind blowing. You got 100-degree temperatures coming by the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, last May, we didn't have any wind. And I know that because I was photographing the regatta up there at Whiskeytown, and it was dead.
We didn't have wind for the regatta, but we had some pretty crazy hot winds when it got hot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right after, like,
sure.
The first part of June.
Yep. Just a little late for the regatta.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So what's going on, fellas?
Oh, what a week. How was your weekend?
Dynamite, man. It was a Memorial Day weekend, 3 days. I decided to actually do something. So it was awesome. In fact, I went nuts with my camera and just selfied out with me and my wife everywhere, my dog. So we took the dog up into the woods and got her acclimated to the creeks and the rivers and the snow and all of that. So
I bet she had a great time.
Yeah, you bet. You know, she's pretty happy. So
you spent some time on Chasse Lake too, didn't you?
Yeah, you bet. I went out with my friend Amy and Brandon and out on their patio boat and checked it out a little bit. Got to view a whole bunch of people out there partying it up. It was a good start of the lake.
Yeah, good start of the boating season.
Absolutely.
That's Memorial Day is the kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Then I ended up in Siskiyou County on Monday on Memorial Day. And my wife and I, we just like to go up there and spend the whole day and hit as many hot spots as we can. So this time we found a new one, which is pretty cool. You go out past Lake Siskiyou, out past the little the resort there, and keep going until the road turns into a one-laner. And you get all the way up in there, and there's a little turnout and just a really cool spot where you can kick back by the river and have a fire. And it's
nice.
Beautiful.
Nice. Is that the same road that goes up to Castle Lake?
No, different one.
Yeah, you bet. Right, the one that, okay.
Yep. In fact, one.
Same main road, you just don't turn off to Castle.
Exactly,
Lake, right?
Yeah. And one that I have never been to up there that I really look forward to checking out someday, and I've seen some pictures on social media, is Kangaroo Lake.
You're going to have to hop on that.
Right. Always ready, man. Quick with the draw.
I've never heard of Kangaroo Lake.
I have not either.
Well, shoot, you guys are definitely going to be looking to hear the report when I go do that.
Absolutely.
How about you guys? What happened with you, Bill?
Well, I flew down to Southern California and spent 2 days at in the OC jousting at the Costa Mesa Fairgrounds at the Orange County Celtic Festival.
Oh, wow.
Huge festival, the whole fairgrounds full. You know, they have all the Celtic games going on and, you know, musicians and of course a lot of the you know, drum and fife bands that are, you know, make up Celtic festivals. Mm-hmm. Quite a few of those down there. And so, I spent 2 days doing that, and then I spent Monday in Norco jousting at a Renaissance fair called the Kronenberg Renaissance Fair.
Okay.
So then I flew home Tuesday morning, and then I was dead tired.
I'll bet. Now, Memorial Day weekend is usually a big weekend for Renaissance fairs everywhere, isn't it?
Well, it can be. I mean, I think they had the local one here during that weekend. So maybe someday they'll be able to afford a joust, and I'll be able to come back home again and joust.
No
kidding.
Everybody
always asks me when I'm going to come back here and perform around locally, but it's
because we don't even know what jousting is around here,
right? Yeah, exactly. Well, you did at one point. We jousted here for 12 years.
Did you? No kidding.
When the Renaissance Fair was at the Anderson Fairgrounds.
Yeah, I was probably not in touch with that.
Right.
I probably had too much mead.
That could very well be. I can see that happening.
Rich,
what did you? So, well, I just started working on the hanging the new lights on my patio cover. I think
you gotta be
Friday,
careful.
And
be
then
careful with that kind of stuff,
right? And then got hit by 5 wasps in my hand.
Ooh, bam, bam, bam.
You know, it was. So it kind of put me out for the weekend.
I guess so.
You know, my hand swelled up to 4 or 5 times its size. I think you finally saw it on Tuesday, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was bad then, but that wasn't nothing even close.
And that's your favorite hand, too, isn't it?
It is. I am right-handed. It is. It is my favorite hand. You know, I got to know my other hand very well
for the last
4 or 5 days. But no, it was pretty painful, and ended up going to the doctor and getting a steroid shot and then getting on some heavy-duty steroids for the last couple of days. And it's been much better,
a little better, sure.
So, if everybody can see that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it kind of cut into my weekend, and it was all right, though. Stayed at home and relaxed.
Reminds me of that song, 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
Exactly.
Okay.
We had a good time.
I'm going to leave it alone.
All right. Well, let's do some news,
the swelling's down on your hand, though. You can almost see that face you got tattooed on there again.
Right.
It was looking a little distorted before.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's do some news, man. So 90 Seconds of News is brought to you by B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH.
You should call Doug for sure.
90 Seconds of News starts now. Story number one, round two of college students on our beautiful Lake Shasta for Memorial Day weekend. The University of Oregon, UC Davis, and the University of California all trashed the lake and laughed at officials when confronted about it. No respect from the students. Story number two. Anthony's Mediterranean Cuisine has finally found a location to serve their amazing food. It's been 3 years since the restaurant closed. Anthony and his wife have been proudly serving from their food truck in the meantime, but are so happy to finally have a home-based location in the old O'Leary's location. Story number three. The popular radio show known as Living in the North State is transitioning from radio to podcast. Today marks 1 year on the radio and is also the last show to be aired.
What?
Radio personalities Bill Woodford, Tony Horde, and Rich Howe are excited to make the move.
Say what?
Oh, I know what I should have told you guys something about that. Story number four. The Whiskeytown Regatta was a big success over Memorial Day weekend. The wind was in play to the point of capsization of 4 boats. No injuries were reported, but this is what a sailor's dream is all about when it comes to this race. Story number five. The Hilltop Diner is closing on Friday. The public isn't too surprised, according to social media comments, citing bad food and poor service as being the reason why they didn't return for another meal. It just goes to show you, if you got a restaurant in Reading, you better have the good stuff or we're gonna not go. Oh, I know it. You know, what am I supposed to do? The last 90 seconds of news, I wasn't able to make it.
Well, you know, you got kind of a
sidetracked there a little bit.
Sidetracked there on that third story.
That third story.
Ah, I'm out of a job again.
Right? out on the corner with a tin cup.
Hey, if that's what it takes.
Well, we got we got more good news coming up. And when one door closes, another one opens. And well, with that, let's all take a little moment there and
a moment of silence for living in the North State.
Right. I see a light on. Are we going to do a break or do we have a caller?
Do a break.
Let's do a break. We'll be right back.
Don't hold back. Packing my bags and giving the academy a
Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. VNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. VNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call VNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from VNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at VNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call VNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call VNT Satellite, 241-3474.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Okay, here we are live in the downtown Redding studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, of course, this is Living in the North State. Give us a buzz at 530-605-4567 and tell us how much you love us. Tell us you don't want us to leave. Maybe. You never know. It might make a difference.
Right.
We don't know how many people we get to out there, you know.
So. Yeah, right. Is there anybody out there that listens to us? Come on. You never write. You never call. Come on, right? Let's talk about these stories a little bit. What do you think?
Sure, give me a little bit more. What do you got?
Well, the round two of the college students out at the lake. That's just so sad that the kids that come out and just trash the whole place with their party. You know, it's just it sickens me. Having been a longtime lake enthusiast like you guys are, that every year we deal with this same load of a bull with these kids that come in and trash the place and then have the gall to laugh about it. Now the last set of kids came in and cleaned up and did a nice job. That's the first time I've ever heard that in the 40 or 50 years that I've lived here.
Right.
And it's just every year it's the same story. The kids go out there and they trash you know, Slaughterhouse Island or wherever they happen to be at that time with their party. It's like, you know, clean your mess up after you're done. If you're going to have a party, fine, but clean your
right.
mess up.
Well, it's just, it's about respect. I mean, just respect for our environment,
absolutely.
You know, and our waterways and, you know, respect for other people because they're not the only ones that come to Shasta Lake, for God's sakes, you know, and for people to see that and the manpower and the cost of getting people out there and cleaning it up. I know, you know, back when I was on the lake, we would donate, you know, boats and barges to go out there with dumpsters on them and clean up. I know Matt from the Caverns, he comes down with his LCM and does a bunch of cleanup and, you know, everybody kind of pitches in because we don't want to show somebody that's driving up from or wherever, you know, coming over from Reno and coming to Shasta Lake and seeing
right.
the mess. You know, it's just disrespectful.
Well, and one of the things I don't see in these stories is how many arrests were made, right? Because they're not arresting these kids for doing that. They should. They should be arrested.
Every single one of them. You drop a beer can, there's a fine.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree.
And maybe that's just the thing. There's, you know, I know the sheriffs and the boating safety, and I help them a lot. You know, they're limited on their horsepower, what they can do.
There's not very many of them out there either.
Not very many of them out there, and they're trying to keep people safe in boating instead of, you know, 500 to 1,000 kids sitting on a shoreline, you know, getting drunk stupid.
Yeah. Well, there's the key words right there, drunk stupid.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they were showing their boobs, they would probably be ticketed.
Right.
Because, you know, we got to stop the world from boobs.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right, right. Yeah, you said it, Bill. Bill Woodford.
Are you making sure everybody knew who that was that said that?
I want you to own that. No, you know, like I say, you know, when I was raised anyways, the general thing was leave it better than you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know, pack it in, pack it out.
I'm going to have to say the difference is, and it doesn't, I'm not trying to, you know, slide with them at all, but, you know, the difference is that most of those places that I went to, I was, you know, coherent and I was in, you know, I wasn't hammered,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know those students hammer it up pretty good out there, so.
Yeah, but I mean, know. They're not hammered the whole time they're there.
No, right? They're probably not hammered that morning.
Well,
when
maybe they are.
It's a possibility.
I remember when I was a kid, but I mean, I remember parts of it anyway. But yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of it, it's like, okay, hold on, you can't check your boat in until you go clean your mess up.
Right.
And if you don't check your boat in on time, you get
a late fee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, and
late fees.
Unfortunately, too, the dollar is king. So,
right.
you know, we trade those dollars that come in
oh, yeah.
for this hassle.
And, we do.
You know,
we do.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know, so where's the line, though?
We can still complain.
It's not right. Yeah, we can still complain. Absolutely, we can complain. I was at one point, this is back in the, I think, in the 90s, we went to Oregon and visited the campuses and says, look, you know, a couple of things, clean stuff up. We don't want somebody, you know, dying on our lake anymore, mm-hmm. you know, because we know that was pretty consistent every year.
Right.
Knock on wood, I didn't hear anything, but I don't read the news much. But anyway, you know, we went and visited them because of some of the issues that were happening. So we preempted, went up there, the sheriff's department went up there, and a couple of the marina operators, we all went up there and had a conversation with them.
They should have taken the dump truck full of stuff back up there and put it on the lawn.
Well, that was going to happen, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. They were attempting to do that. Let's load it up and take a truckload up there and dump it on their fraternities because, you know, we take pictures and everything mm-hmm. else and say, well, you know, what fraternity is there, but put it on their quad in their university and say, here, brought it back for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting us use it for a little while.
Yep. So, yeah.
Well, the only other, you know, speaking of lakes, the other story that is kind of neat is the Whiskeytown Regatta.
How was it? You were there, right?
No, I wasn't. I was kind of in other areas. I was supposed to photograph it, and my leg was getting better, but then I blew out my kneecap on the other leg. And so I was really not ready for a boat and all of the photography. Hmm. Even though when that day came, I was
on a boat.
On a boat. Resting. You were resting. Right.
Yeah,
you weren't working.
In my defense, I tell you, I wasn't happy to be on the boat. I mean, I was happy, but I mean, when I stepped off the boat, I was thinking, well, I shouldn't be here with my footing and all that kind of stuff. But
right.
Anyways, bottom line is, though, that was one heck of a windy day or 2 days up there at Whiskey Town, and four boats capsized. You know, so that's not very, well, for example, last year, the boats didn't even hardly move. But this year, they moved so fast, they were capsizing. So four of them. So
yeah.
I was really bummed out I wasn't there taking pictures. I know those guys wanted a picture.
Well, those Hobies, you get enough wind and get those little Hobie cats moving. Yeah. Ooh, man, those things will,
you
know.
Yeah, you have to be a pretty good sailor to take on those kind of winds, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm a little bummed out, actually, that I wasn't there. It's always one of those after-the-fact things. That's the life of a photographer, I might add, you know, that you think, you know, I don't really need to go take pictures of the purple sky out there.
Right. Well, you just got to be the Peter Parker of the North State, right? Right. Isn't that? Yeah, Peter Parker. Yeah, that's the guy's name.
Peter Parker?
Yeah. Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, that's
photographer.
Right.
Yeah.
Always got the good photos.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, I loved that story.
A little wipe in the corner.
Well, hey, man, let's do some ethical standard.
Well, before we do that, shouldn't we talk about story number three?
Uh-oh.
Right? I mean, you kind of dropped a bomb on us there in the middle of the.
Well, I sure did, didn't I?
Yeah. Shouldn't we, like, tell all our thousands and thousands of listeners out there exactly what they can expect?
Well, you know, let's just put it this way. This actually marks 1 year that we've been doing this. And
wow.
So in the last 6 months, we've had sponsors. And so we've done a good job with the sponsors, and we love our sponsors. They're awesome. B&T Satellite.
Go, Doug.
Trinity Lutheran, Jack's Bar and Grill, and Lulu's. All great supporters of the show.
And we will always support them.
Absolutely.
Before and after. So.
Right. And, you know, we love doing what we're doing. We love this whole thing. We love Linda and Carl. Those guys are awesome, and we're super happy that they brought us on. We love all the producers that have helped us, and made this show what it is. We couldn't do it without them. In fact, there's a whole room full of them supporting us right now. So, you know, all of that's really great. We are just going to transition, most likely. We're just going to go right to the podcast, and that's really, I think, where we're headed.
Where will people be able to find the podcast?
Well, we still have our Facebook presence, which is North State Living in the North State on Facebook. So facebook.com/livinginthenorthstate, or just look it up on Facebook. And that shows everything that we're doing and all of that. So we're going to continue to do this. I mean, we've got the cameras and the photography and the events that we typically do. So, you know, we'll be there. I mean, I'm not going to – you guys, I love you guys, man. I'm not going to give up on this anymore. So.
Well, and it has been a little bit of a challenge. We did see to where you started bringing in the cameras into the studio here and the setup time. And, I mean, you're doing a lot of back-end work that a lot of people don't hear about.
Sure.
You know, so I know it's been a little bit challenging, you know, and I just, you know, take off from my office or a showing or something like that and get down here by 5 o'clock, show up.
Me too.
So I know you've been doing a lot, and we appreciate everything you've done, Tony.
Sure,
so,
absolutely. It's been a fun year. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you bet, man. It has been a blast. This has been really one of the coolest things I've ever done. So there's no two ways about it. You should
get out more often.
I don't take leaving lightly at all. So, you know, so anyways, that's
well, okay. And if you're out there and all our thousands of listeners and you want to, you know, let us know that you're missing us, go to the Facebook page and let us know that you were out there, and maybe we can resurrect it. Who knows?
Right.
Well, definitely you'll get the podcast going.
Yeah,
you know, so we'll get some visual out there on it.
And you know, an idea I have about those podcasts is because all of the gear that I have can be used remotely, so we can do a podcast from anywhere. We can do it from a houseboat. You know, we can do it, from a house.
Brewery.
Right.
We could do
from
it from
a brewery.
An open house.
Brewery. Yeah, there you go. You know. Oh, we're down at the Sunset River Jam.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You had me at brewery.
Well, why don't you hold that thought while we do pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Beer.
So what did Carl say when you... I'm gonna keep
B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Yes, and the music is actually picked there for, you know, our little bit of a transition that we're going on here. So Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac there.
Are we breaking up? Are you breaking up with us?
That's a breakup song, isn't it?
It is a breakup song. Didn't he write that because he broke up with...
You know, if I was breaking up with you, we'd be playing Greg Kinn.
Aw. Right. Breakup song?
There you go. So what other note? The Hilltop Diner's closing?
Well, yeah. Okay. I thought it closed a few months ago, but
you know, Mel's is opening up.
Yeah. Oh no, that's it's close, isn't it? Mel's? Is it Mel's?
It's at Mel's. Yeah, where the old Denny's was. Okay. By
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Red Lion Inn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's probably being brought. I would imagine it's a franchise.
Yes.
Because it's everywhere. So somebody from here purchased it. So I wonder if it's the same owner as the one over there.
Let's hope not.
Exactly. I mean,
it could be, but yeah, that's.
I mean, I don't mind voicing my opinion. I never have, and you know, when I went in there the first time, the place looked dynamite, and the pictures on the wall show these awesome home cooked comfort meals, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. This is just what I've been wanting, and they brought it out, and it's like a third of the size, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I ate it, and it wasn't that good, and I left. I was a little bit hungry. I came back. I figured, well, it was probably a bad day.
Right.
Know, give it another try.
Yeah.
And same thing, man. Come out with a little skinny piece of meatloaf there and get a little tiny piece of mashed potatoes. And I'm like, seriously? So, yeah, I mean, they just, to me, I don't know, they had a nice-looking facade, you know, but they didn't have anything to support it. I was completely bummed out.
Hmm.
And that's just me, but.
You know, right. Well, and you think they would, you know, they're closing. They're closing, you said? Right.
Yeah, Friday.
It's right, Friday. So, I mean, there's not better, much better prime real estate than on Hilltop Drive. So, yeah, it wasn't about location.
Well, you know, somebody's going to open that spot up there and actually take the time to do it right and you know, come in with a, you know, and do a nice job.
Yeah. Well, and that's always been the pie spot there for a long time since, I mean, they probably took over after Kathy's Pies. Remember that?
Right. Well, there's Murray Callender's was that was the pie shop, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I still got like 20 tins sitting in my stove, in the bottom drawer of my stove.
Now we know what happened to pie.
Well, let's talk some real estate, guys.
Tins.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk real estate?
Let's talk real estate. What do we got?
We got the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update.
Hey.
Let's find out what's going on in the field. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. We make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. And I don't say that lightly. We do. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We want everybody to be successful with their real estate goals. I was asked by somebody the other day when I was telling them what I was doing to help make a sale happen. In fact, I was moving appliances out and cleaning things and all that kind of stuff. And the person asked me, they said, you get paid for that. You know, they pay you for that, right?
Mm, no.
And I say, you know,
eventually.
I said, really, the bottom line is my goal is so that my clients are successful. And so whatever I can do within my power to make that happen, you can bet that I'll do it. If it's going to be mowing a lawn, I'll do it. You know,
that's what it takes to make the transit, you know, the transaction happen and close, and everybody's happy.
Absolutely,
because both sides definitely got to be happy about it.
Yep, I learned that from. Well, I think we all learned a little something from our broker, but our broker John Lovelace taught me that.
Yeah,
that's the big. So, anyways, back to the real estate market update. You can drop by our office at any time you want at 2650 Larkspur Lane, Suite G in Reading, or visit us on the web at betterhomesinreading.com. And as of today, there are 651 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That's down 3. In the past 30 days, there were 200 houses sold in Shasta County. That's down 9. 22 mobile homes, down 3. 27 vacant lots, down 5. So what I'd have to say right there is, last week, everything was way up there. Mm-hmm. That might have been our little peak of the spring. And so now, you know, we just have a little bit less right now. There's still really good numbers.
Right.
But, you know.
Do you think the holiday might have had something to do with that?
Yeah.
I mean, down a little bit.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yep, I think you're right.
Yeah, we're still in the prime. I mean, this is the season for selling and buying. I mean, like I say, everybody is setting up for, you know, the kids in school, that type of thing.
Yeah. Right.
Either kids when the kids are getting out of school, the houses are selling. People that are buying houses, we want to be in before, you know, middle of summer hits. So this is typically the prime time. And the real estate looks great. I mean, we've had some beautiful weather. We have enough rain this winter. Everything's greened up and blooming. And so it is the prime time where its curb appeal is at its highest before everything dries out.
Sure. You bet. Absolutely.
We're moving houses.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Sure. Yeah,
houses are moving.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do.
I've got a whole stack of them to show this weekend. Good ones, too. Ones that have all that curb appeal, and they've been working really hard on it. And that's what's luring my buyers right in there. And they say, Tony, let's look at these three houses. And I look at them, I say, wow, those are beautiful houses.
Right.
I say, yeah, right. That's why I want to look at them.
So, maybe we should go look at them.
Right.
Right.
You bet.
All right.
I'll tell you what, I'm a sucker for looking at a house. I'll look at any house. The average price of a home in Shasta County as of May 1st is $402. So we'll see if that changes here in a couple of days. The average price per square foot is $245, and that's up from $240. So it'll probably stay about the same, but we'll see that change as well.
Right. It all depends on the mixture of bigger houses and higher priced houses are selling more than lower priced. So, yep.
Now, according to Bankrate.com, the national interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage has dropped down just a skosh to 7.05. The lowest rate out there found was 6.43. But if any of our listeners would like to cash in on this amazing opportunity, we can get a rock bottom rate of 5.99% and up to $7,500 in closing costs. You should give us a call now because this offer is going to expire.
What's the FHA rate?
5.5.
5.5.
And VA.
And VA, yeah. So, yeah, if you qualify for FHA or a VA, if you're a vet, then you can even get a better rate on a brand new home.
That's just a point and a half lower than going market rate.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than
right.
Point and a half.
Well, sure, I've got a VA buyer. I'll have to make sure he knows about that.
Right? Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a Shasta County Real Estate Market Update. Real estate is definitely happening in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I like is I like looking at each one of the little subdivisions, you know, and kind of, finding out when everything was built and what the builder was in there and what style of houses that they are. Yeah, that's kind of something I was kind of thinking, you know, that I might add as a segment into the new podcast
mm-hmm.
right there. You know, just come in and do a little report on a subdivision and, again, talk about the builders that built it and where they came from and all that kind of stuff they used.
It'd be good. Yeah, absolutely. So, because we have so many different areas. We have new subdivisions going in. We have new houses, and we have houses that are 10 years old and ones that are 20, and, you know, other subdivisions from the 50s.
Yeah.
Exactly. And older houses, and then mixed in with, you know, all kinds of different homes mix in with those. So mm-hmm. I have a new listing I'm looking at, be 2 weeks out, but down in Anderson off mm-hmm. of Pinion, you know, and that's an older neighborhood starting to see, you know, all right, look at 1959s, 1960 homes down in there. They're all kind of built the same, and some of the garages have been converted. Some of them haven't. They all run about 1,000 square feet to 1,100, 1,200. But you get an idea of what the neighborhood is kind of like. And then two blocks down, brand new subdivision, mm-hmm. you know, going up there. So,
well, they're starting to, you know, the market's catching up enough that people are starting to fix those older homes up, and so they're kind of, you know, revamping those neighborhoods that are, you know, may have been a little bit dilapidated in mm-hmm. the last few years, and so now it's worth the while to fix them up.
It's really been neat to see that process too. 3 or 4 years ago, when we had the lower interest rates there and a lot more houses were being sold, people flipping them and then people, you know, buying them and fixing them up for themselves. It's really been neat to see that. You know, a lot of folks, you know, when we look at a certain neighborhood, they might say, well, isn't this kind of a, you know, a lower end neighborhood? And I say, you know, it's people like you that are buying the houses and fixing them up that are
revitalizing
the neighborhood to mm-hmm. a whole different neighborhood. And it happens all the time. Westwood Village is a good example of that. Mm-hmm. Those were always pretty affordable, smaller homes down there. And during those few years back there, tons of them were purchased and fixed up. And now they're real nice homes and they've got a much higher value. They've brought the value up in the neighborhood.
Well, every neighborhood will do that. It goes through cycles, mm-hmm. you know, coming in new and stabilization and then kind of a little bit of downturn to where people aren't taking care of them a little bit. And then, yeah, people come in and buy them up, fix them up, home ownership, bring that whole neighborhood back up to a great standard.
You know, you're so right about that, Rich. I'm seeing it happen in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I'm going to date myself a little bit, but I've been in the house there for 29 years. No, I don't have it almost paid off. I refinanced. But anyways, I've watched – when I first moved into the neighborhood, it was mostly older folks. And they had talked about raising their family and what they did and all of that. And so sooner or later that changed a little bit. And right now there is a lot of young people that have bought the homes in the neighborhood. There's a couple of little kids running around. And these young people are coming in and just – kind of, you know, remodeling the whole house and
to make it their own and the whole neighborhood benefits from that. It really does. I mean, it brings the whole neighborhood's value up
mm-hmm.
On a regular basis. Yeah, it's great.
When I bought there, house for $85,000, and there are some houses and on my street they're going for $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can hardly touch anything for $350,000 now, right?
Right.
It's worth buying.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not out there working that side of the market every day, but you know, it seems to me that, you know, when something that needs an extreme amount of work is still going for $350, that it's, you know, it can be worth your while to, you know, to pick it up and
right.
you know, possibly turn it. So.
I'm with you. We want to do a break?
Let's do a break.
Do you want to do a break?
Break.
All right. Break it up.
Ready?
Break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good music. Here we are.
What's the matter with you, Tony?
What's the matter with me?
Go ahead.
The matter with your mind?
Here we are coming back at you at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the last aired show of Living in the North State with Bill Woodford, Rich Howe, and Tony Horde. We are super...
We're going to miss you guys.
We are, yeah. You know, there's no two ways about it. We do love doing this.
But we will be... On our podcast.
We will be doing something.
Where can they catch that podcast at?
Oh, I go right on out there to, you could, you know, we'll have a link on my website, which is northstateliving.com. We'll probably have a one on Rich's, which is living,
What is it, Tony? What is that?
Yeah, BetterHomesAndReading.com, everybody.
Or BHGRE, Better Homes. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Results.
Right. Multiple website guy, Rich Howe, right there.
You bet it.
Probably the biggest place would be on Facebook, Living in the North State. So we always post our stuff there. So, mm-hmm. And we'll post it up. But for right now, I'd love to do a little ethical standard, because this one here is one of those no-brainer ethical standards, and it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's perfect for us. That's,
right?
You know, no-brainer.
All right. The ethical standard is brought to you by Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Standard of Practice 3-11, and this does kind of wrap up the third article. And so, and here it goes. Realtors may not refuse to cooperate on the basis of a broker's race, color, religion, sex, disability, familial status, national origin, sexual orientation, or gender identity. And I do have one word in response to that. Duh. Is that a word? But I mean, I guess they got to put it in there, right? But, otherwise,
well, and what's interesting is that it was adopted in January of 2020, excuse me, and then amended in 2023.
Oh, so it's kind of just come about.
Well,
I mean, there's always been you know, harassment laws and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's sad that it has to be in. Well, that needs to be one of your ethics. Well, yeah, it already is. You know, I treat all people with respect.
I mean,
regardless. I mean, come on.
They're referring to the one, not me, realtor out there.
One. Anyway. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, people are people. I mean, again, all I want to do is make people successful with their real estate goals.
Right.
So, I mean, just a human. As long as you're a human, you know, I can't help you if you're a pit bull.
Right.
You know.
Well, there is one discrimination, though. You do have to be 18 years of age or emancipated to sell real estate.
Oh, you're right. And I love the way you threw the emancipated.
Or to buy, yeah.
Good call.
You know, so there are some qualifications, and you have to be of sound mind.
Well, right. That leaves me out.
And alive. Right.
So there are some things that we can go, no, you can't buy real estate or you can't sell real estate, you know, at the time. You know, you have to be 18, you know, you can't be under the influence, you know, alcohol and drugs, you know, which so as a realtor, broker, you know, we always have to make those judgments when we have somebody sign a document, you know, a contract, we should be paying attention to their condition. So
it's like when one of your clients calls you up and he's been drinking quite a bit and he's like, let's buy that house down on Main Street.
Yeah, let's
write that off.
Call me
right
in the
now.
Morning. You betcha. We'll talk again.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, I mean, it has happened. And I've ran across a couple of, you know, not a couple, I'm in a situation to where, you know, I'm getting working with a buyer and stuff. And, you know, I say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Cause a lot of times my communication with them is after work when they're after work. So it's, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, you know, when we communicate, well, they, you know, end up having a few and I don't know. I'm talking to them on the phone. They seem okay. And then it's like going, I'll send this to you first thing in the morning just to make sure, because he's always like, well, I'm going to have another one. Okay, well, we'll just hold off then. I won't send that.
Right.
make sure things are good. So,
no, that is the responsible broker in you, Rich.
Right. Well,
as we are.
Yeah.
I mean, again,
I don't want to get in a lawsuit.
No. Absolutely. Well, cool. Well, that was the ethical standard. And that's kind of something that's kind of neat that kind of morphed, you know, that evolved there. I guess I should say, with this show, is some of these little things that we decided to do here, like the 90 seconds of news and the ethical standard and all of that. So that's kind of, those were neat. And they really kind of helped to make the show.
Well, some of the stuff that I see on your Facebook, or not Facebook, yeah, Facebook too, but your website, you know, you have the ethical standards on there that anybody can go through and look at, you know, because there are more. You know, but also some of your links on your what is it, your blog?
Yeah.
You know, that you put out there to help people. We've talked about the same kind of stuff on the show that you have on your blogs, of everything from foundations under manufactured homes and those types of things. So,
sure.
So definitely people to get information and educated. Your website's a great place.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what made it, I wouldn't say obvious, but a good move to do the radio. You know, you thought, well, shoot, we can reach more people, you know, call more attention to the website, you know, and the resources that are out there and help people. So really that's why we did it. You know, we did it so that we could get in front of more people and get the word out there. And I think my idea too was so that people could get to know us by way of the radio. And so they hear our voices, they hear how we talk and joke and think and criticize and every bit of it, you know. And so they, you know, people can make a little bit of a judgment there on a person and say, yeah, I like that guy, or I cannot stand it.
Right.
At least you know.
I'm going to go egg that guy's car.
Right.
Well, the whole idea is just to let people know that, you know, we are here to help. You know, it's not everybody becomes a client, but everybody needs information. I mean, we're all going through the same thing. We all live in the same area in the North State.
Yep.
You know, and getting information out there to help people just in general, whether it be real estate related. You know, I get calls and people ask me all the time, you know, what's the market? How's the market? Or how's this? You know, and well, hold on a minute. It's not Wednesday yet. I don't know. Tony will tell me then. But no, we track it obviously on a regular basis. But yeah, it's been good. It's been a good year. It went by pretty quick.
It did. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, the first 6 months was kind of a trial, and then we went ahead and got the sponsors and mixed them in there and got some good commercials for them. And in fact, I've gotten some feedback on that. The Lulu's and Jack's folks really like the commercials, so and they're pretty cool. So,
right. Well, they've been nice enough to give us tickets for free lunches and things like that. So, speaking of that, maybe we should go have lunch.
Absolutely.
We got any more of those things left?
Yeah, we'll meet you down at Lulu's tomorrow. We'll spend up those gift certificates.
That's right. There you go.
Unless
we can give away one right now.
If there's one person out there that wants to bring your sweetie down there to Lulu's and have lunch, give us a buzz right now at 530-605-4567, and they're yours.
Yeah, and you will be the last and final winner of the Living in the North State radio show.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We'll make it happen.
Yep, you betcha.
Call in now.
It's time's a ticking. We know we're getting close.
And again, Bill will throw in $100. No, I'm kidding.
Monopoly money. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, shoot. Well, we just wrapped up another show here. It's we're winding down the last couple minutes here. So any final thoughts on the KCNR Living in the North State?
Well, I'm going to continue to listen to the station. I love the station.
I do,
you know,
too.
And their everything that they got lined up and everything.
You start your day with Linda and Carl on the
way
to work?
Yeah, me too. On a regular basis.
You betcha.
You know, and when they're given, you know, like the Colt 45 tickets, we go, oh, can I call on that? Okay. It's not really fair.
Yeah, they're going to say, oh, it's just Rich. I thought about the same thing.
Calling it again?
But, yeah, it's great. You know, they have great guests on. You know, they've made the station what it is. You know, the great supporters of our community.
And military.
And military, absolutely. Yep, yeah.
You betcha.
You bet.
Yep.
Listen to them on a regular basis. And like I say, they got some great, you know, Mark Levine, I want to yell into the radio when that, you know, but I get what he's saying. It's just how he's saying it.
Right. Yeah, he's funny, isn't he? The way he talks.
You know, but I know he's on right before we come on. But
and then we rob him of his last hour.
His last hour. Yeah.
It's like, I'll talk more about that right after the break. Living in the North State.
See ya.
So yeah.
Well, Redding, it's been a pleasure, and you know we are grateful for the year, the time, and all of the guests that we've had on here, all of the support, the producers, everything. So from our hearts to you, we thank you.
See you on the streets, right?
Absolutely.
Well,
and on the podcast too, right?
Yep.
That's coming around the bend, right?
Oh yeah,
pretty
you'll
quickly.
Be hearing about it. You betcha.
So look on Living on the North State Facebook page, and we'll for more information.
Yep.
And we'll keep you informed
in the pod world. Where the pods cast? Where they? I don't. Okay. I'm hoping you know how to do this, Tony.
You'll be hearing from us. Thanks a lot, Redding.
What pod would we be working out of?
Probably the one with the fishing pole where we're casting.
There we go. Oh,
all right. We're out of here.
Have a good one, people.
Yep. See you later.
Bye.
Okay.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.